Lecture 8, Struggling to Do Right.
In Book 7 of the Nicomachean Ethics, Aristotle turns to a particular problem that had plagued ancient ethics, and he's looking for a theoretical solution. It's the problem that still plagues us, not just theoretically, but quite practically. How is it that people go wrong? How is it that people fall into moral crime or sin? How is it that people are morally weak? And this area is very, very interesting to think about. Ancient philosophers as well as moderns have proposed their own solution to it. What I would like to do in this lecture would be first to propose some thoughts about how Aristotle sets up the problem. He does it in light especially of his great intellectual grandfather, Socrates. Secondly, I'd like to discuss the background to Aristotle's solution. Namely, Aristotle tries to distinguish between six character states, and he thinks that this distinction will give us some purchase on that problem. And thirdly, he deals with the problem itself, namely the problem of moral weakness. First, then, the way in which Aristotle understands the problem. Crucial, I think, because so many times the way we set up the problem half determines the answer that we give. Socrates had noted, and Aristotle commends him for noting, that if we do not really understand, if we do not really know what the truth is about some matter of morals, it is easy for us to go wrong. If, for instance, we do not understand what courage really summons us to do, we might be inclined easily to take the path of least resistance. If we do not understand what pleasures are right for us and what pleasures are, in the long run, really injurious to us, we might well be inclined to take that which is most pleasant and at hand, what we can most easily obtain, and yet thereby go wrong. So Socrates had noted that one needs to know certain truths about moral life and the purpose of human existence in order to have a greater likelihood of doing right by that situation. But in the course of doing that, Socrates tended to argue in the course of the Platonic dialogues that knowledge and virtue were synonymous, that virtue really does consist in knowledge, and that if one really gets the knowledge, one will be sure of going right. And it's that conclusion which Aristotle feels is mistaken, that he's mindful that knowledge is a necessary condition for doing the right thing, but he denies that knowledge is a sufficient condition for doing the right thing. Knowledge alone doesn't guarantee that we'll get the right answer at any given time, let alone that we will get the deep-seated virtue. So knowledge is a part of the answer, but knowledge isn't the whole of the answer. Now, all of this is said mindful of the fact that Socrates appears in the various dialogues of Plato as one character among others who is trying to ascertain the truth about these matters. And so Socrates, in taking the position that knowledge is a matter, that virtue is a matter of knowledge, could be being ironical, and he could be leading on his interlocutors at a certain point. So I don't mean to propose that Socrates held that position in an unnuanced fashion or not mindful of the difficulties. And yet, if we are to take the dialogues at least their literal level and try to appreciate what the figure, the character that appears in the dialogue says, we get to this problem that Aristotle is busy to take note of, namely, that while knowledge does contribute an awful lot to virtue and to virtuous action, it doesn't seem to guarantee that we'll necessarily get the right answer. Somehow, going wrong, either going wrong on a particular occasion by making the wrong moral decision, or actually having a habit of going wrong, has to be something more than merely an intellectual mistake. And this is the problem that Aristotle understands. How do we explain going wrong and not simply reduce it to an intellectual error or a mistake? Now, to try to answer that question, Aristotle likes to proceed, as he always does, by making some distinctions. And what he finds it most helpful to distinguish here is to distinguish some character states from one another. There are going to be six character states that we have to identify, and they come in two groups of three.